CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Libya's National Transitional Council has revealed that Muammar Gaddafi has been killed in crossfire after being captured in his hometown of Sirte. NTC chair Mahmoud Jibril says Gaddafi had been shot in the head after being captured and driven away.
When the vehicle started moving, it was caught in crossfire between the revolutionaries and the loyalists. He was injured with a shot in his head.
Gaddafi's body is reportedly to be buried in Misrata on Saturday. Jibril has also confirmed one of Gaddafi's sons, former National Security Advisor Mutasim, has also been killed in Sirte. However, the fate of Gaddafi's second son, Saif al-Islam, remains unclear at this point. China is calling for Libya to launch an inclusive political transition process as early as possible. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Zhang Yu says Libya has turned a new page on its history.
We hope that the transition to an inclusive political process will start as soon as possible. We also hope Libya can safeguard national unity and ethnic unity. China will continue to support the efforts of the Libyan people to restore stability and rebuild their country.
Zhang says China always respects the Libyan people's choice, and China-Libya relations will continue to develop steadily on a new basis. Gaddafi's death has sparked wild celebrations across Libya. Libyans have taken to the streets of Tripoli, with people waving Libyan independence flags amid the sounds of honking horns and joy shots. Libyan refugees in Tunisia are turning out in the hundreds outside their country's embassy to celebrate the news of Gaddafi's death.
This should be the end all dictators get. He killed us, made us homeless, made us refugees in many countries. This was his end. Your day has come, Gaddafi. God is great.
In the meantime, world leaders are also offering their thoughts, urging the NTC to carry through its promise to reform the country. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon.
Let us recognize immediately that this is only the end of the beginning. The road ahead for Libya and its people will be difficult and full of challenges. Libyans can only realize the promise of the future through national unity and reconciliation.
U.S. President Barack Obama.
Libya will travel a long and winding road to full democracy. There will be difficult days ahead, but the United States, together with the international community, is committed to the Libyan people.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev.
All those who govern the country today, representatives of various Libyan tribes, will be able to reach agreements on the configuration of the government, and Libya will become a modern and democratic state.
Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao says China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations can rise above their differences to deepen cooperation. He made the remarks at the opening ceremony of the 8th China-ASEAN Summit being held in the southwestern city of Nanning.
We need to address several issues. Firstly, jointly build a free trade zone. And secondly, improve communications and exchanges between the two sides. Thirdly, expand bilateral investment. Fourthly, deepen our regional economic cooperation. And last but not least, broaden the understanding and friendship among peoples.
China and ASEAN are aiming to increase annual bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2015. A Chinese toddler has died 1 week after she was run over twice by vans and ignored by passersby in the city of Foshan. The 2-year-old girl, Wang Yue, died of brain and organ failure shortly after midnight in a hospital in Guangzhou. Su Lei is director of the hospital's intensive care unit.
Despite our utmost efforts, her injuries were too severe and the treatment had no effect. She was pronounced dead.
Her death has triggered a nationwide wave of mourning. The incident has left many people to wonder if China's rapid economic development has had an effect on ethics and morality in the general public. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.